I'm J.A. Adande. Next week on Only a Game, what do you do for a Golden State Warriors fan down on his luck? You paint his house blue and gold. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with this week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, J.A.
Charlie, Toronto Raptors star Kawhi Leonard will be a free agent this summer, and local restaurants in the Six have offered him free food for life if he sticks around. Now, the website Narcity reports a real estate brokerage firm is prepared to offer him a luxury penthouse worth millions of dollars if he stays in the North. Is this clever, desperate, or a circumvention of the NBA's salary cap?
I have no idea whether it's a circumvention of the NBA salary cap. It certainly is creative. Who could turn down a luxury penthouse and unlimited takeout Chinese food?
It's kind of desperate, though, isn't it? I mean, you need this one guy. Toronto's a great city with or without Kawhi Leonard, right? Why do you need this guy to stick around?
That's absolutely true. It's one of my favorite cities on the continent. But let them have their fan zone moment, though. I mean, this is a big deal for them. They were expecting to have a Stanley Cup final there this year, and that didn't work out. So, you know, let them have their fun.
Well, Charlie, on Monday, the Golden State Warriors became the first team to reach five straight NBA finals since the Boston Celtics did it in the 1960s. Now there's been talk about the Warriors being historically great. And this would certainly be proof of that, right?
Yeah, there are very few of the records set by the Bill Russell Celtics that have fallen in terms of consecutive championship anythings. That's a gigantic moment, really.
I'm a little less impressed by this than some of the other accomplishments, mainly because, I mean, we just had the Cleveland Cavaliers make four straight, and we had the Miami Heat make four straight before that. Obviously, the Warriors have been making four straight during this run. And LeBron has been to eight straight finals consecutively on his own, right? So, like, talk to me when you get to eight the way LeBron has with two teams.
But if you're beating a record set by the Russell Celtics, you're beating a record, first of all, that stood for over 50 years. And second of all, you're beating a record held by the greatest dynasty in American sports. So I think it's a big deal.
All right. Jalen Rose says that Michigan's hiring of Juwan Howard, his former Wolverines teammate, to be the head basketball coach will lead to a full reunion of the Fab Five. Are you getting warm and fuzzy feelings?
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I think the great stumbling block to this has always been Chris Webber, right?
Right.
The other four are fine with each other, as far as I know. I think Juwan Howard, by the way, is a great hire. I think it's a bit of a gamble, you know, on the experience thing, but it's a gamble worth taking. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of water that has to go under the bridge between these players and the university, these players and the NCAA, and these players with each other. So it'll be interesting to watch. I wouldn't be, if I was the Michigan, you know, athletic promotions people, I would arrange for the reunion to take place in the first home game next year. But it's up to the five guys involved.
And also, I guess this means that Howard can get paid by Michigan over the table now.
Right? You're exactly right. For a while, anyway.
I get all excited by this. I was a senior in college when they were Fab Five coming together as freshmen, and I covered them around the Big Ten for the Chicago Sun-Times. I covered Juwan Howard and Chris Webber for the Washington Post when they were with the Washington Bullets, as they were called then. So, you know, the possibility that they could all be reunited and the beef could be squashed has me excited and has me nostalgic.
We'll also find out what Jimmy King's been up to.
Meanwhile, Charlie, in your neck of the woods, the Stanley Cup Finals begin Monday. What angles do you like in Blues versus Bruins?
Tuukka Rask is having a Dryden-esque, Roy-esque, pick-your-goalie-esque playoff series. And they're just better than the Blues, I think.
Well, the angle that stands out to me, of course, is this is the first time these teams have met since the 1970 Stanley Cup Final, which was capped off by that iconic Bobby Orr flying goal. But it just amazes me. You know, that's one of the great sports photos of all time, but it never hit me that that was the demarcation point of the last time the Blues were in the Stanley Cup Final. I mean, this is a you know, supposedly a proud franchise. 1970 was the last time they were in the Stanley Cup Final?
Yeah, and that was back when they were part of that incredible NHL expansion where they added six teams at once. The great thing about that goal, of course, it was that it ended a 4-0 sweep, and the Blues wouldn't have beaten the Bruins if they'd played 15 games that year.
Charlie, the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference announced it is kicking out the University of St. Thomas because the Tommies are too dominant across all sports. Is this a case of participation trophy culture run amok?
You know, it's a competitive balance thing, according to the other teams in the league. You know, I feel terrible for St. Thomas. It's a heck of a program. I went up there and wrote about one of their playoff games a couple of years ago and was very charmed by both the staff there and the kids that were playing there. You know, it's Division III. I'm not exactly sure if there's any precedent for this, but it's really kind of, I don't know, there's something awful about it. I can't pull my finger.
Would you want to see the Warriors kicked out because they're dominating the Western Conference?
You know, Alabama's winning too many games in the SEC, so let's kick them out.
And finally, Charlie, the big news story about last week's PGA Championship was Tiger Woods missing the cut by one stroke. But another story leaked out that has some observers reaching for puns. What happened?
Oh, you see, I thought we weren't going to go there. I really thought we were going to play this,
this
one straight.
This is NPR. This is high class.
What did Tiger miss by missing the cut? He missed Jon Rahm getting caught on camera and by his playing partner relieving himself behind a tree, or apparently not behind a tree, which would have been a better idea, I guess. You know, I presume he's not the first PGA professional who's done this, and probably won't be the last.
Probably the first on camera, though, right? And hopefully the last in that regard.
As we know, J.A., the camera is never off these days. Don't do anything you don't want a couple of tens of millions of people to see on the intertubes.
Sometimes less coverage and less high definition, right? We could have gone without the HD for
high
that shot. Right?
High def is not your friend in these instances, no.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, J.A.